Join the chorus. It's time for another North Melbourne Footy Club update with Dean Vasek and special guests on Hashtag Kangaroos.
Welcome to another episode. My name is Dean Vasek. You can find me on Twitter at Hashtag Kangas. So today I've just gone trekked my way down to the last round of the AFLW game, North Melbourne versus West Coast. Pretty important game now. After a bit of a touch-up last week, we're holding on to fourth spot, so we want to get a good win today against the bottom wooden spooners, you'd have to think. Sorry, I've just gone right under a speaker as I'm walking to my position. About to start, probably 2 minutes away. Just a one change. Emma King comes in for Lexi Hamilton, who has been omitted. A bit surprising Jess Duffin didn't come back into the team. I thought she might have been a good chance. Had a really good game in the VFLW last week, so that makes it a bit interesting. Going forward, you probably almost have to think that this is a team going forward into the finals. Tough game, because you're expected to win, and you're expected to win well, and they need to win well. So it's a bit of a challenge for the Gills today. Hopefully they can put on a show for us for the last game. Hopefully till next week where we play another home final against Fremantle. So, yeah, like I said, there's only a couple of percentage points between us and Fremantle. I mean, we want that home final. We don't want to travel to Perth next week and then come all the way back 7 days later if we get through. It's a big home ground advantage as well. So pretty important in that regard. So we'll see how we go. All right, I'll be back at half-time. I won't probably do a quarter-time summary. I'll do a half-time summary. And, yeah, I don't think this girl needs to fire up anymore. It's a small crowd, as you'd see. So, yeah, just about to start. Which end are we going to? Probably kicking with the wind. So, yeah, just about to start. Anyways, I'll be back at halftime to give a summary then. Half time now, 6-4-40 to 2-12. West Coast started okay, first probably 10 minutes, which tends to happen with a team that's got nothing to lose last game of the year. But they just couldn't sustain the pressure for long enough. So, yeah, no, it's been good. You know, a few players that have been a bit out of form have got a few touches, like Ali Gavalis, I think, has gotten their game. Ash Riddell, 22 touches to half time. She's going to get 40 plus touches the way she's going. So, yeah, no, she's been everywhere. Jazz Garner, 14 touches. Sarah Wright's been fantastic across the half back line. Very, very underrated year from her. I think she's been fantastic each week this year. So, yeah, no, nah, look, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what do you get out of a game like this? We're expected to win, expected to win well, and we are winning well. So that's all you can do. Try and find, like, we start off a bit slow, look like we're a bit down after the last couple of weeks. But once we got going, we really got the game on our terms pretty quickly, and we're playing some really good football at the moment, which is all you can do, giving a crowd a bit of entertainment in their last home and away game. So, yeah, no, look, that's all you can do. We'll see how the second half goes. Hopefully we're going to sustain it. No injuries, touch wood. Would be fantastic. Emma King is a big influence, obviously. I think she's still got a bit of an ankle issue because she hasn't been in the ruck, or barely been in the ruck, for much of the game. She's been forward predominantly. Daria Bannister's only had the one touch, kicked a goal from that, but that's all she has to do. So, yeah, so far so good. I'll be back at the end of the game. I'll give a summary then, and, yeah, go from there. Full time, a comprehensive 39-point win, 9-5-59 to 3-2-20. Scoreless last quarter, which is a bit surprising. West Coast kicked 1-2. They actually played all right, you know, for the bottom team, and they've been, you know, smashed in the past few weeks. So they gave us a little bit of a run. They try and play the game the right way, try and move it quick, but they get left open on the other side, and we're just a bit too good. What do you get out of a game like that? I think, Riddell smashed the possessions record, got 42. There was a loud cheer when she got to 40, so that was so that was really good. That's probably the biggest highlight of the game. I thought Sarah Wright was fantastic in the back half, and she's been good for a number of weeks. Even the last couple of weeks we've lost to the top teams. I thought her and Gilroy have more than held their own. So, yeah, no, I think she's had a very good year, Sarah Wright, and I don't talk about her much, but she's been quite solid and consistent throughout the course of the season. She didn't miss a couple of weeks. I'm not too sure if she had COVID or anything like that, but no, she was very good. And good to see players that were probably a bit down last couple of weeks, like Ashmore, Ali Gavalis, get involved in the game as well. So yeah, we took a little bit out of it. The forward structure is still a bit of a concern, and I think it will be a concern. I don't think it's going to sort itself out now in finals. We just got to make the most of it. Try and work on a bit of a simpler structure, just trying to lock the ball in there a bit more and bring the ball to ground rather than those intercept marks where the teams can counter attack after that. So yeah, look, it's interesting. I mean, probably not the ideal preparation you want to play in the bottom of the team, but yeah, we kind of needed a bit of confidence and a bit of belief going into finals. So yeah, and that was the most important thing. Anyways, I will be back with Zach after this, and we'll go through a bit of a deeper review of the game and talk our chances up for the first week of the finals, and hopefully we get that home final.
All right. So I'm joined by Zach once again to review our AFLW win against West Coast yesterday. So, Zach, what did you make of the performance yesterday?
Thanks for having me on, Dean. Thought it was a pretty comprehensive victory overall. It's definitely, I think, looking more ahead, I think, this week, obviously, knowing that we're going to be playing finals, West Coast should be a pretty easy win for us. And I think the important thing was it was great to see multiple goal kickers yesterday. And I think good ball use for most of the day was really positive signs, at least just leading with a bit of confidence to next week. So, but good victory, I thought. I think everyone that needed to play well played well. I mean, everyone was contributing across the board, which was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those you can't win sort of performances. You're playing the Wooden Spooners. You're expected to win. You're expected to win well. It's like, you can't please everybody. There's always going to be critics and all that. But I think they, a few players that needed to find form that have been down last couple of weeks, like Ali Gavalis, had a good game yesterday, and a few others as well. Did you think obviously you talked a little bit that we got multiple goal kickers. Do you think we gained much else out of the performance yesterday?
Oh, I think even if you just take the confidence that you get out of a performance like that, you had good delivery going forward. You had great scoreboard pressure for four quarters. You had plenty of the footy. I mean, we had multiple players over 25 touches. Plus, it was getting shared around. So I think just getting hands on the footy, getting confident in the game style and knowing, I suppose, being able to visually see what can take place when we play the footy we want to play. So it is tough when you don't have a bit more of a competitive hit out, but I think we had a bit of a reality check against the D's and the Lions. So I think it was good to get a bit of confidence back in this leading into finals. And yeah, I mean, it's again, he said it's you win, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And you can make a case for either or, but yeah, I think you take plenty of confidence out of a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we, as a team, we had over 300 possessions, and Ash Riddell just got a lazy 42, as she does. Yeah, that was
everywhere.
Yeah, I thought she had brought her own footy there for a while. Like, she seemed to be kicking it and then getting the handball 2 seconds later. And we'll talk about that. Do you think she's a good chance to win AFLW Best and Fairest?
Oh, I mean, just the sheer volume of footy that she's had. I mean, she genuinely needs to get tested for leather poisoning, I'm pretty sure, because I think it's just, I mean, it's not even the fact that she's winning the footy. I mean, you just look at how she's running. I mean, she's working all day. She finds herself in the right spots, and she's sharing the footy too. So, I mean, she's like driving the attack as much as she's facilitating, other players getting involved in the game too. So, I mean, if I was a betting man, I'd be putting a fair bit on, but. I mean, you never know how the umpires see it. It's a lot easier, I suppose, from afar to judge it. But yeah, she'd have to be right up there, you'd think.
Well, you'd have to think so. The only concern with me is that her and Jazzy Garner were pretty good there for a number of weeks, and they might steal votes off each other. So yeah, that might hurt their overall chances. But look, it's a midfielder's award at the end of the day, so she's definitely a big chance of winning that. I would have to think after she hasn't played a bad game this season, and she's been top four, top five in our best each week, even against the Lions. I'll touch on that just a little bit. It felt like she she was the only one to handle the conditions pretty well. She was very clean with the ball use, got the, you know, used the ball quite well. Whereas it, all the rest of the team really struggled in the, you know, dewy conditions. Whereas, yeah, she really stood out. So, in saying that, like, obviously it was good to have Emma King back in the team. And that, you talk about confidence. Obviously, she brings a lot of confidence to the team as well, just having that big target like that up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, she was clunk. She had a few really nice marks down in the forward 50, and her and Randall in particular is like a bit of a 1-2 punch with your tall timber down there. Just were, I mean, they didn't have the most, I mean, I suppose, you know, biggest disposal count of the day, but they both kicked two goals, and I think they each had a chance for a third or fourth at times. But just the attack on the footy, yeah, I mean, couldn't fault them all day. So, and obviously with Rennie being able to kind of manage the ruck a bit more, having King down there is just a luxury that's, yeah, I mean, I think. Yeah, just, yeah, we're spoiled for choice, so especially when they're competing as well as they were.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, insane, eh? We are spoiled for choice. Like, I'll touch on it now. Are you surprised just Duffin can't get a game at the moment?
Yeah, it was interesting. Watching the game yesterday, though, like, players that stood out for me, Brooke Brown and Aileen Gilroy, like, their pace off halfback and their ability to penetrate the footy, like, deep inside 50 just was, like, constant. I was really impressed. So, Sarah Wright, Jazz Ferguson, I mean, when the back line's working as cohesively as it was on the weekend, then, I mean, it's just, it's tough for spots. It's a sign of a good team. And, I mean, it is surprising given her resume and her standing as a footballer. But, I mean, when the girls are stepping up and playing the role that, you know, needs to be done, I think they're working like a well-oiled unit back there. So, I mean, don't change it if it ain't broke, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it was a little bit broken against Brisbane, but I think it was more, you know, probably the midfield battle. They absolutely smashed us in and put our defence under pressure. I thought our defence against Brisbane held up pretty well anyways. And, yeah, I think Sarah Wright's had a very good year. She was very good yesterday. She had 20-odd touches. And just, yeah, very good with her ball use, which has probably been, you know, a bit of a critical point with a lot of supporters with her. But I thought it was very good yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, you'd have to think this is a team they're going to go into Fremantle with now, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think?
Oh, it'd be tough to, I mean, depending on any particular matchups. I know the Frio, you know, they were missing a handful of big names. So, I mean, depending on who comes back in and who's fit, then you might look at something. But I think, you know, again, winning team and, especially with the names that are in there, like it's, you know, it's tough to get any stronger than we you know, we put out on the weekend. So, but you can make a case. It just depends on, you know, how well they've played in the reserves and if they're making a case or not.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I mean, I've seen the reserves had a good win today, so I'm not too sure. They haven't done a match report or anything like that. So hopefully a few players did perform well and, yeah, you know, maybe just put a little bit of pressure on. I mean, the only position I could think of that's under a little bit of threat is probably the small forward spot. I think Bannister's a lock. You probably got Grace Campbell. Yeah, she was okay yesterday, but she didn't take a chance either. She missed one set shot from about 20 metres out on a little bit of an angle. And probably Daisy Bateman, who was okay yesterday. Yeah, and, you know, you got maybe Elise O'Loughlin could come back in, or even Naomi Smith. Or Tess Craven, possibly, but you wouldn't think Tess Craven would get a game. She's only played the one game, first game of the year, so that'll be a big call to get her into the team. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably the only position I can think of that's probably a little bit under threat, unless you can think of something else, maybe a player that's under a bit of pressure or anything like that.
I mean, I think, yeah, it's just about being able to convert those forward 50 entries. So, I mean, I agree. If anything was to change, it probably would be down forward. But, I mean, I think you're back in the experience of Campbell. I mean, she's obviously had a bit of a quiet weekend there, but I reckon her attack on the footy second to none. Yeah. I mean, Isabella Eddie's another one that had a pretty quiet game, and she's usually pretty lively up forward too. So I think, I mean, if they could all take a leaf out of Bannister's book, I mean, her physical attack on the footy is just, I think that's how she gets her scoreboard impact. She just wants it more than anyone else. So a bit more aggression, I think, from some of those small forwards, a bit more, you know, I suppose, yeah, playing closer to the pack rather than kind of waiting for the out ball, I think might do them, you know, a few favours, but easier said than done from where I'm sitting. So,
yeah. Oh, no, we're all armchair experts at the end of the day. So, yeah. I mean, if we can get that, like our forward structure has been a downfall for the pretty much the majority of the year. And if we can get that, I mean, I don't think it's going to change in finals or anything like that. But I think if we can just get repeat entries and lock it in a bit better, rather than teams getting the intercept marks and, you know, transitioning the football, you know, then it'll go a long way to getting us deep into the finals. So yeah. I mean, we'll see how we go. Are you confident, like, going in, like, after a performance like that, and probably the last few weeks, are you confident that we can have a good final series?
I mean, you certainly try to be optimistic and look at the positives that we can do, you know, when we play our best footy. Given the results that we've had against some of those contending teams, it definitely does leave a bit of worry and a bit of doubt. But, I mean, hopefully, if we can turn it on, I think our best footy is as good as anyone's, especially when we're using it well by foot, using it well by hand, and we're just, getting those repeat entries inside 50. But, yeah, I mean, it's tough to say. As long as we bring the right intensity, we're a chance. But, you know, it's definitely whoever wants it more. So, but I think we can win the first round. It's just that whoever we play in that second round is going to be really tough, I reckon. But quietly confident. But I mean, realistically, where we're sitting in recent results, you know, it's going to be tough. But
I mean, sometimes the top two teams, like, you've probably got them as the standouts, and Brisbane as well. They've really come into calculations lately. Mm. I mean, you look at Adelaide; they just beat Collingwood a couple weeks ago, and they're probably starting to falter a little bit. Not majorly or anything like that. They did lose to the Bulldogs a few weeks ago now. So there is that opportunity. Even Melbourne really struggled to get past. They're probably lucky to get past Carlton last night. So it's not a given that, like, if we do get past Fremantle that, we're going to get blown away. I think we can, definitely put in a good performance. I mean, Brisbane obviously smashed us, but at the end of the day, we might even avoid them, playing them in finals. So, there's plenty of optimism going forward. I know a lot of teams have and a lot of commentators have written us off, but anything can happen. If we can get past that first week, anything can happen in the final four of the finals. You just need that bit of luck. I mean, no one expected Brisbane to beat Adelaide in the grand final last year and absolutely destroyed them. So,
Exactly right. Yeah. Anyone on their day, I reckon, is really a bit of a theme this season. So, but hopefully, we just turn up the way we want to. So.
Yeah, and there's a lot more pressure, I think, on like someone like Melbourne. They probably really want to win it for Daisy Pearce, because it looks like this will be her last season playing AFLW, or you'd think so anyway. But maybe she might play another season or something like that. But there's a bit of pressure on these teams, and even Adelaide Crows, with Port Adelaide coming in next season, they're probably feeling a bit of heat that they'll probably lose a few players to Port, and they might not be as strong next season. So. Yeah, I don't think it's I mean, we've got nothing to lose at the end of the day, and if we that's not a bad way to be. I think to be the underdog, and that's where North Melbourne Football Club in general usually thrive when they're
underdog. Exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah, 100%. That's our tag, and that's what I reckon we'll relish at a bit more than being a favourite. So, let's go off that and cause an upset.
I'm confident against Fremantle because it is at Arden Street. We're a pretty tough team to beat at Arden Street. And this just faltered a little bit. They were good today, but they've faltered the last few weeks. And their premiers are obviously stuffed up their state, and they're getting rampant with COVID, so they might even miss more players coming into finals. So, I'm confident we can get past them, and you never know after that. So we will we'll have to wait and see, I suppose, Zachary.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any other players really stand out for you yesterday, or probably the last few weeks, that you think, they've gone a bit under the radar, that they'll be important finals players?
I think the players I said before, I really kind of stood out to me as I paid a bit more attention to them. But Brooke Brown and Gilroy were just two, like, they're I suppose just the ability to kick it long and far into the 50. I noticed it was just, we were kind of lingering around the forward 50, higher half forward, and we just weren't getting deep enough entries. But there was a lot of breaking the lines and just a lot of good teamwork around there, kind of one-twoing the ball to get around an extra player. So, I think the link up between the defense just looked really excellent yesterday. And if we can kind of solidify ourselves and use that, kind of lock it inside our forward 50, I reckon we'll have every chance to give our forwards a crack. So, Mia King's another one as well. I know she had her rising star not earlier in the year, but she's another one that just had another really good game. So very confident for such a young player. So her ability to take the game on really stood out for me.
Ashmore got a few touches yesterday. She's been quiet last couple of weeks, and it was good to see her get a few touches and just a few running bounces as well. Yeah. So, I mean, I've never seen Gilroy kick a proper drop punt, but she kicks it a long way, doesn't she? She kicks it like 55-plus metres.
Bit of a flat punt sort of thing, but it's unconventional, but it works. Bit of that Gaelic footy, I think, coming through.
Yeah, Yeah, that's
yeah. I just love her willingness to go forward. You know, it's very rare that I see her wanting to look to the side. So, yeah. I think that's the best part of our game is when we can get it moving forward. So, do like to run and spread. So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, getting those deep entries are very important too. Like, if you can get the ball, you know, 15, 20 out as opposed to 40 or 50 out, then it makes a big difference. You've got Emma King down there. The worst thing she's going to do is bring the ball to ground. And that's where Daria Bannister can come into play as well. Were you surprised? I don't know if this is an injury or anything, or if you heard anything, but Emma King didn't go into the ruck pretty much yesterday. Are you worried that her ankle's still properly a bit?
It's one of those games where I think that if it was a concern, they would have just rested her, you know. I think we would have been fine without her, given, you know, the expectation of the win there. So I'd hope that she's okay. Maybe just a bit of load management, but still wanting to get it, a bit of run through her leg. So, I mean, I thought that Rennie held her own, though, for most of the day. Yeah. And so, I mean, if you've got her working there, and again, King kicked a couple goals. So, I mean, if you've got her down there kicking goals, then, I mean, I said it before, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, but I'm sure if Rennie needs a chop out, that King could get in there. Even Randall, I'm sure, could pinch it a little bit as well. So, too much, I thought.
No, exactly right. Yeah, I think, I'm a bit surprised. They probably didn't even try Talia Randall in the ruck against Brisbane last week, but no, I keep going back. But, I'm a little concerned that her ankle is still a property, but she seemed to be moving pretty well, Emma King, and I'm sure she'll be fine against Fremantle, and she probably will have spells in the ruck against, you know, a more, I guess, better team. I'm trying to think of a proper word, but... probably against the better team. I think Emma King might just play a bit more and Kim Rennie might even have spells up forward. Yeah, but like you said, nothing against Kim Rennie. I think she was very good yesterday, and she's been pretty important to the team so far this season. Did you want to... Yeah, go for it.
You're all good.
It's all right. Did you want to add anything else, Zach, or are you all happy with that?
No, I'm not happy with that. I'm just excited to crack into finals. You know, we've obviously had some, inconsistent years with that. So last year in particular against the Pies was a bit disappointing. So I'm just looking forward to see if we can kind of go a little bit further and, maybe try and make a bit of a statement and cause an upset. So, should be good.
Yeah, 100%. Now, hopefully they put the game on Saturday. They don't coincide the game on Sunday with the men's team.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a concern. But, we'll wait and see what the AFL do with that. Anyway, Zach, thanks very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And how's that social media going at the moment?
Oh, mate, the head's been in so many other things at the moment. It's just been no time, but we'll get it together soon. So, just glad the footy's starting, and hopefully have a bit more to talk about soon. So.
No, that's fair enough. You were telling me before we started that you did start a new role for a new job. So you're getting your priorities pretty much right. You're not worrying too much about social media or anything like that. So, no, good on you, Zach. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
No worries, Dean. Thanks, mate. Anytime.
So thanks to Zach for coming on the show. So obviously a big game coming up this week. Like we talked about with Zach, I mean, there were some positives to come out of the game, but at the end of the day, it's you're playing a wooden spooners. So, all you can do is play what's in front of you. And, a few girls found the footy again after probably a couple of quiet weeks against some pretty good opposition. So, finals are back this week, and good to see we get a home final this Saturday afternoon. 2:10 p.m., which I've just found out last night, I think it was. So, that's really good news. So hopefully we can get a bit of a crowd there, and support the girls and get them over the line and really give them that, 17th player on the ground that, can spur the girls on and get a good victory against a really good opposition. They found a bit of form too the other day, the Fremantle Dockers. I think it was yesterday. They had a really good win against Gold Coast, so it promises to be a pretty good game. I will try and do an AFLW preview of the game against Fremantle this week at some stage. I will be away for a few days, unfortunately, for you lovely listeners, but I will be away. I'm just going away for a wedding during the week. So, I'll see if I can get an AFLW preview happening at some point during the week. It might be a bit tricky, though. I will do another episode probably tomorrow night. I will try and get another episode out. I'm doing an AFL preview of the North versus Hawthorn game, and yeah, see how we go from there. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Thanks for all the retweets, likes, and all that you do when an episode does come out on Twitter. I really appreciate it. It's really good to see, and I want to continue to grow the show. And the only way I can do that is through you guys and all you lovely listeners. So that's it for today. I will be back at some point, like I said, during the week, probably tomorrow night. I might release another episode, so see what happens. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. That's don't want to say that too quick. It automatically comes on your feed every time a new episode comes out. Anyways, that's it for me. I will leave a shout out to Paul Bryce. Bye for now.